Media Remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Guards at a Libyan detention center for migrants shot dead at least six people amid chaos in the overcrowded facility, according to United Nations officials on Saturday. It was the latest tragedy involving migrants in the North African country. The development comes a week after authorities rounded up more than 5,000 migrants in a massive crackdown, and after UN-commissioned investigators said abuses and ill treatment of migrants in Libya amount to crimes against humanity. The shooting took place Friday in the Mabani Detention Center west of the capital, Tripoli, where authorities earlier this month sent 4,187 new detainees, including more than 500 women and 60 children, this according to the International Organization for Migration. A federal appeals court in the United States is temporarily allowing the nation's toughest abortion law to resume in Texas. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals handed down the order Friday night. It comes just one day after a lower court in Austin sided with the Biden administration and suspended the Texas law known as Senate Bill 8. The law prohibits abortions in Texas once cardiac activity is detected. That's usually around 6 weeks. That is before some women even know they're pregnant. The appeals court granted an emergency order that puts the law back in place for now, pending a review of the state's appeal. And China said Saturday it pressed the United States to eliminate tariffs in talks between the country's top trade officials that Washington saw as a test of bilateral engagement between the world's biggest economies. The virtual talks follow the announcement Monday, the U.S. announcement Monday that they would seek frank talks. This is VOA News. On Friday, the World Health Organization announced it has established and released the first